It was 10:30 that night when Rachel's taxi finally pulled up the winding driveway of the Sexton's luxurious estate. Rachel immediately knew something was wrong. Three police cars sat in the driveway. Several news vans, too. All the house lights were on. Rachel dashed in, her heart racing. A Virginia State policeman met her at the doorway. His face was grim. He didn't have to say a word. Rachel knew. There had been an accident. Route 25 was slick with freezing rain, the officer said. Your mother went off the road into a wooded ravine. I'm sorry, she died on impact. Rachel's body went numb. Her father, having returned immediately when he got the news, was now in the living room holding a small press conference, stoically announcing to the world that his wife had passed away in a crash on her way back from Thanksgiving dinner with family. Rachel stood in the wings, sobbing through the entire event. I only wish, her father told the media, his eyes tearful, that I had been home for her this weekend. This never would have happened. You should have thought of that years ago, Rachel cried, her loathing for her father deepening with every passing instant. From that moment on, Rachel divorced herself from her father in the way Mrs. Sexton never had. The senator barely seemed to notice. He suddenly had gotten very busy using his late wife's fortunes to begin courting his party's nomination for president. The sympathy vote didn't hurt either. Cruelly now, 3 years later, even at a distance, the senator was making Rachel's life lonely. Her father's run for the White House had put Rachel's dreams of meeting a man and starting a family on indefinite hold. For Rachel, it had become far easier to take herself completely out of the social game than to deal with the endless stream of power-hungry Washingtonian suitors hoping to snag a grieving, potential first daughter while she was still in their league.